Hello, Renee.
Hey, Andrew, and hello, Angus Nation. You're listening to episode 6 of the CrossFit Angus podcast, and we are done with the open.
We are done. Finally.
Yeah, it's been a long 5 weeks.
Long 5 weeks, yeah. But a fun 5 weeks.
For sure.
Yeah. So before we get started with the end of the open, we just wanted to give a huge shout out to all the coaches at Angus and really anyone who helped judge, set up, even if you were just here to cheer people on. It's always like a super special time at the gym, and you know, anyone who helped out and supported, yeah. We just want to say thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The days were a little longer, those Fridays and Mondays, but it was definitely a lot more fun with everybody's help and participation.
Yep.
So thanks,
absolutely,
guys.
So, right. What are your thoughts? How did it end up for you? You happy with your performance?
Yes, I am happy with my performance.
Good.
How about you?
Yeah, absolutely. Did you have any goals going into it?
So I would definitely have to say each week I approached it with not to be so hard on myself and, you know, just kind of have fun with the workout, which can be challenging because it is such a competitive time of year.
It's a little more stressful than a normal workout.
Right. Yeah. But I always kind of tried to keep that in the back of my head that, you know, just go out and have fun with it.
Yep.
And I feel like I was able to accomplish that for the most part.
Good.
How about you?
So my goal this year was to make it through healthy, which mission accomplished.
Success,
yeah. So at the end of last year's open is when I hurt my back.
Okay.
And I dealt with that for quite a while.
Right, yeah.
So that kind of held me back quite a bit this year. So going in, I was a little bit unsure in terms of how it was going to go. And I think in general, like as the open progressed, I felt better and better and got a little bit more confident as it went through. So I was very happy with how everything went.
Came out in one piece.
Yep.
Success.
Live to fight another day.
Well, that's good stuff.
So, all right. So let's do the recap.
Yep. Recap 18.5.
So let's do the top three men first.
So
actually there's more than three.
We've got a few guys. We have a few that tied for third. So starting there with 112 reps, we had Tyler, Dave, and Adam Houston, all with 112. Then for second, we had Jesse Cook and Mike Depot with 116 reps.
Yep.
And then for first place, we had Rob Perizzati with 102 reps.
122. Yeah. Which, again, so this was one that he didn't redo.
Yeah.
He did this on Thursday.
That's
got
right.
That score, and it stuck throughout the whole weekend. So that was, I think it's always harder working out like that late at night on Thursday.
Absolutely.
So that was pretty impressive that he was able to put up that score and have it hold the rest of the weekend.
I tried to get him to do it again. I lied to him.
I heard. It didn't work.
It didn't work. I told him I got 123 on my second attempt.
Did he not buy it?
He didn't buy it. No.
Okay.
He was still content with his score, even if he, you know, didn't show that.
Yeah.
How about for the ladies?
So for the girls, we had Stacy back in the top three. Mm-hmm. She got the third spot with 95 reps.
Nice job.
Kate was in second once again with 111 reps. And you were just ahead of her in the top spot with 113.
That was fun.
Holding down that top spot again.
I did that workout twice, too.
Yeah. And what was your score both times?
113. Yeah, exactly the same, so.
Well, at least you knew you put everything into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But glad it's over with. It was fun, but glad it's done.
Yeah. It's nice to be able to get back to regular training.
For sure.
Yeah. All right, so let's do some standout performances.
Yeah, who do you have?
So I have two people from the scale division.
All right.
So Ivy Mello had the highest score of anyone RX'd or scaled.
Ooh.
So she got 132 reps, which is through the round of 18, and then 6 thrusters into the round of 21.
Holy smokes.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Nice job for
that
her.
That is a lot of work.
That's
a lot of reps.
On the guy side in the scale division, we had Ed McLincy, who got 126 reps, which is through the round of 18.
So those were the top two scores.
Top two scores, yeah.
Of the gym.
Yep.
Good the for highest, them.
Highest
nice job, guys.
Highest total of reps.
That's awesome.
What do you got?
So I have Rose, who went into this last workout not having chest to bar pull-ups, ended up getting her first chest to bar pull-ups, and she completed 30 of them.
Yeah. This was another one where it was like she had them, she just didn't know that she had them.
Right. She just needed that extra push, yeah. That little open push.
Yeah, because she made it through the round of 12.
Super impressive.
Yeah, that's a lot of chest to bar. So
good for her.
Good for her.
Yeah.
And then we had a couple other people get their first chest to bar.
Yep.
Right?
So we have Grace, who is just crushing it, because she came into the entire open.
Without pull-ups?
No pull-ups. Got her first pull-ups. Yep. What week was that?
Third week.
Yep. And then she completed 18. She got through the 18, right? Yep. 18 of them?
18 total chest to bars.
Yeah. Yeah. So another one, they were there the whole time.
Yeah.
She just needed that extra
little push,
open spark.
Yep.
And then who else did we have?
So on the guy side, Brian Tiart,
mm-hmm.
Got his first chest to bar pull-ups in a workout, and he was the same. He did 18 total reps, which I think is through the round of
nine.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
Nice job, guys.
Yeah. Another, like, both of them. Brian is a very new athlete, so he's one of those guys who's just really new. You know, mm-hmm. he's got a lot of potential.
Sure.
He just needs some experience under his
belt. It's just figuring it all out.
So next, it'll be interesting to see what he does next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So we also wanted to do the top five.
Top five overall.
Yep. After the entire open for both the men and the women. So you want to go through the men?
Yeah. So, and it was super, super close too with these scores. So, starting at fifth place, we have Matt Martin with 45 points. Then we have Dave Myers coming in with 42 points, followed by third place, Jesse Cook, 41 points, and Mike Depot also with 41 points.
Yep.
And then Rob finishing out that top spot with 21 points. So really close.
Yeah, all the way through from second down through eighth place was separated by less than 10 points. So
tight race.
Really, really tight.
Yeah.
And it was kind of similar for the girls as well, except for those top two. So for the women, we had in fifth place, we had Mary Leon with mm-hmm. 39 points. In fourth place was Allie Willey with 31 points. Third place, Miss Consistency, Stacey Connolly with 29 points. And then in second place, we had Kate Perp with 11 points. And the top spot was held by Renee with 7 points. Nice job.
Thank you.
But yeah, so from third down to seventh was separated by like 13 points for the
women.
So
close.
So those top spots were really tight. Same with the guys.
And I remember week one of the Open, Mary was on the fence about signing up herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was getting ready to do the workout, and I don't think she had a judge and wasn't sure about being judged.
Yeah.
And then we convinced her just get judged and then we can figure this out after.
Yeah.
And then she decided to participate, which was cool.
So she was one of those ones that did the workout with a judge first and then decided to sign up.
Yeah. Yeah. And she crushed it. Yep. She did awesome.
Top five. Awesome job.
Okay.
So we also wanted to highlight a few of kind of the overall top moments.
Yes.
So let's do that.
Yeah. So first of all, some of our first time competitors, right?
First time openers.
For the ladies, we have a nice big list here, starting with Mary Moriarty, Felicia, Para, Grace, Adrian, Stephanie, Jamie, Raina, Allie, Taki, Lauren, and Heather, all first time open competitors this year.
Yep. And then for the guys, we had a bunch of first-timers as well. So Ed McClincy, Tim O'Reilly, Brian Tiart, Peter Galong, who ended up leaving.
He moved.
He transferred.
Yes.
But finished the Open
at
another gym.
The last two Open workouts he did in his travels and wherever he was on his way to.
So way to stick with it, Peter. Then Matt George, who I think it's his first time.
He was
one of those ones who surprised me, but I don't remember him doing it in previous years. So I think he was the first. And then also Mike Hall and Chris Travis.
Cool.
So those were the first timers on the guys.
With that said, we had 64 participants on Team Inga's, and that's the highest number we've had.
Yep.
ever.
Yep, highest so total competitors.
That's pretty awesome.
Great participation from the entire crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, I picked out a bunch of kind of overall standings for some people in the team in general. So sure. I'll just kind of run through those. So we had, as a team in the Northeast, we finished 134th place, which was our highest finish of any of the years that we've done the Open.
Go
so
team.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then, so you can also, in the leaderboard, you can sort based on occupation mm-hmm. and age group. So this was kind of fun. So yeah. I went through and tried to pick out a few of these guys. So for in the Northeast, in the military service member category,
mm-hmm.
In the 35 to 39 age group,
mm-hmm.
we had Dave Myers was third in the Northeast.
That's awesome.
And Gordon was 42nd.
Good stuff.
And then in that same category, military service member,
mm-hmm.
in the 40 to 44 age group, Jesse Cook was first in the Northeast.
Wow.
So nice job, Jesse.
Yeah.
And then also in the Northeast, in the school teacher category, 35 to 39 age group, Kate Perp was 11th overall.
Woo.
So I thought that was kind of fun. And then we also had, so our master's, competitor, Ed Pollard.
Mm-hmm.
So he finished 202nd worldwide in the 60 plus age group, which is just outside of the online qualifier mark. So you have to finish in the top 200 to make it to the online qualifier. So he was just shy of that mark.
Yeah. And he has participated in that. He has qualified for it in past
years.
Three
years.
Yeah. Pretty awesome. Our very own celebrity.
Yeah.
Cool. So a couple of other highlights we wanted to touch on, giving Adam Houston a little bit of a shout out here. Last year he missed the Open.
Mm-hmm.
He injured his knee, I think it was during
the competition,
the internal throwdown.
Yep.
So he had to skip out on that last year.
Yep.
And going into it this year, he was super hesitant.
Yeah.
I know we were talking earlier and he had emailed you guys.
Yeah.
I know he had texted me a bunch and Kate and just asking, like, you know,
well, he basically
for some
told
guidance,
us,
right?
Like, in the email, he said, you know, I'm not going to do it. I'm not confident in my knee.
Right.
You know, just basically offering up his services to help judge and anything like that.
Which we totally appreciate.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. But then obviously he wavered.
Yeah.
And with a little bit of convincing, decided to do it.
He decided to participate. Yeah. And he ended up getting 10th overall.
Yeah.
Doing an awesome job. He was very consistent each week with, you know, doing the Open workout on Friday morning, then attempting it a second time on Sunday.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good. But it was pretty cool to see him, you know, after missing that and then being so hesitant to jump back in and get after it. And he did an awesome job.
Yeah. And he had some pretty high overall finishes, I think, in, I want to say he was fourth in the last workout. He did
redo,
he did really, really well.
Yeah.
So good job on him for sticking with it. I'm sure he's very happy with how it went this year.
Yeah, for sure.
And actually, along those same lines, mm-hmm. so Kate last year was sat out because she was pregnant.
Yes.
So she was back this year and did awesome.
Yeah.
You know, finished in the top two overall. So give a shout out to her
for
crushing it this year.
And I remember her saying something about her repeat workout for 11.6 compared to 18.5.
Yep.
She crushed it. She just absolutely crushed
her
last
previous score.
Yeah. So good for her.
Yep.
Cool.
All right. So now that the Open's over,
What's next?
So I had just a couple things to kind of talk through and we can chat about them.
Yeah.
So I think the biggest thing for everyone really is just to get back to kind of a regular training routine. So, you know, get back to consistency, coming in 4 to 5 days a week, not having to prioritize one specific workout or day over everything else, just coming in and, you know, putting your focus in on the full week rather than trying to focus on a single day.
Working around whatever that Open day was going to be for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, which I think is super important, is so take a look at, you know, your scores in the open workouts, and you can use that to kind of assess where your strengths and weaknesses are, and then focus your training accordingly. So if you're someone who, you know, got tripped up with the heavier barbells or the strength work, then, you know, maybe we try and prioritize some of the strength accessory work, right, around the group classes. And typically with the accessory work that we program, there's like one or two days that are kind of strength focused. There's one or two days that are gymnastics focused. And then there's maybe one or two days that are conditioning focused.
Right.
So along those same lines, if the gymnastics were the struggle for you this year, then prioritize those, that accessory work over some of the other stuff. And then conditioning wise, if you feel like you need to get better at conditioning, then that's where you should be putting your focus. You know, obviously still, like, let's make the group classes the backbone of that.
Right.
But then when you do put in that extra time, make sure it's addressing those areas of weakness so that you can get better for next year.
And I think it goes back to a couple episodes ago, we were discussing the three types of training days, right? Mm-hmm. The practice, training, and competition.
Yep.
And this is a great time to really implement that, those practice days, you know, analyzing and assessing, you know, what those weaknesses are and including that into your, making that your practice.
Yep. Especially for things like the gymnastics and the higher skill stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if that's an area that you need to work on, then, you know, prioritize that practice work.
Yeah, for sure.
So another thing that I had was, so if this was maybe your first open or, you know, you're just kind of getting into that competitive atmosphere and you really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
So we can look for local competitions throughout the year. We've always done this. We've done a good job of this in the past of like getting a big group together and going to some of these competitions. So that's always kind of an outlet that we can have throughout the year outside of the open where you can kind of get that competition fix.
Right.
So, you know, if that's something that you're interested in, we can work towards identifying some of those competitions and getting a group to go, you know, to go and participate.
And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Right?
They're always fun. Yeah, absolutely.
Those team ones, I know we've all done a few of them. So, it's fun to do during the year for sure.
I know personally, that's something that I would like to get back to this year because again, this past year, like I wasn't really able to do much of that with dealing with the back injury. So now that I'm feeling healthier, like it's definitely something that I would like to do.
I like it.
And then the last one is just have fun.
Right.
So that should like you were saying before, right? Like that should be the priority.
Yeah.
So let's not take anything too seriously. The whole goal of what we're doing here and the training is to have fun. So let's make sure that that is the priority going forward.
And staying healthy too, right?
Yep. Have fun and
be
stay healthy.
Healthy.
And you know, everything doesn't have to occur within the walls of the gym. So don't forget to like get outside the gym and use your fitness in other areas, right? That's kind of the whole point of being fit is to be able to apply that to other things. So, you know, go and play sports, try new things, like use your fitness outside of the gym.
And the weather's getting warmer, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's getting warmer.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have Bluff Point right around the corner. Go for a run, you know. I know a lot of people participate in, like, flag football teams and that sort of thing.
We got some of these races coming up.
Yeah.
The 5K that Keith is organizing and then the Ragnar that a bunch of people are doing.
Yeah.
So things like that, you know, like participate in those events where you can, you know, really use your fitness in something else.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's not just all about CrossFit.
Good stuff. Looking forward to the warmer weather.
Yeah. Getting the doors open and running outside.
I opened the door yesterday for about 20 minutes.
And
then the sun went away.
It's getting there. So. Cool. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. Should we end here?
We'll close it out. Open's over. We'll see it next year. And we'll stay tuned for in a couple weeks for our next episode.
Yeah. So we're going to come back in 2 weeks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye, everyone.